This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the government's goal is to transform India into a developed nation with a vision that goes beyond vote bank politics. Addressing the gathering at the leadership summit organized by a private media organization, Mr. Modi highlighted that the government is working with the mantra of progress for the people and by the people, underlining that when the people trust their government, the impact on the development is profound. He further highlighted that the state of uncertainty kept Jammu and Kashmir engulfed in violence for 7 decades, but the contrast today is that newspapers across the country are reporting about the record-breaking voting in the region. Mentioning about the Bodo Cultural Festival, the Prime Minister said that the lives of these people have changed with the Bodo Peace Accord. Mr. Modi pointed out that times have changed and now it is the terrorists who feel unsafe in their own homes. The Home Ministry has said the security forces have been directed to take necessary steps to restore order and peace in Manipur. The security situation in Manipur has remained fragile for the past few days. The ministry today stated in a statement that armed miscreants from both communities in conflict have been indulging in violence, leading to loss of life and disruption of public order. It said strict action will be taken against anyone attempting to indulge in violent or disruptive activities. Important cases have been handed over to the NIA for effective investigation. The public has been urged to maintain peace, refrain from believing rumors, and cooperate with security forces to maintain law and order in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a 5-day visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana today. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said this will be his first visit to Nigeria, which is India's close partner in the West African region. Mr. Modi noted that his visit will be an opportunity to build upon the strategic partnership which is based on a shared belief in democracy and pluralism. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has lauded the efforts of the Mahayuti government in Maharashtra, highlighting its focus on empowering every section of society. In virtual interaction with the BJP workers from Maharashtra under the Mera Booth Sabse Majboot program, Mr. Modi emphasized that the people of Maharashtra were highly satisfied with the 2.5 years of governance under the Mahayuti government. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader and former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram expressed concern over Maharashtra's economic state. Mr. Chidambaram called unemployment the state's most serious issue during a press conference in Mumbai today. During the event, Congress released the Mumbai Nama Manifesto, which includes key promises such as aid drug rehabilitation centers, support centers for women, victims of violence, and cancelling the Dharavi redevelopment project. Maharashtra is set to go to the polls on 20th November, and the counting of votes is scheduled for 23rd November. In Jharkhand, political heavyweights from both the NDA and the INDIA blocs are crisscrossing the state to garner support for the party's candidates for the second phase of the assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah alleged that the Hemant Soren government is treating tribals as a vote bank only. While addressing an election meeting at Dumka, Devgarh and Giridi, Mr. Shah said the UPA government did not allocate funds for the welfare of tribals in the state. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge alleged that the BJP is giving stepmotherly treatment to Jharkhand. Addressing an election meeting at Jamtara and Khijri, Mr. Kharge accused the centre of not providing adequate cess from mines to the state. The second and final phase of voting will take place on the 20th of November. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of this month. Union Minister for Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSME, Jitan Ram Majhi, inaugurated the MSME Pavilion at the 43rd India International Trade Fair, IITF, in New Delhi today. The theme of the pavilion this year is Green MSMEs. The pavilion showcases a wide range of products, including textiles, handlooms, handicrafts, embroidery, leather footwork, toys, bamboo crafts, cane items, jewellery, ceramics and pottery products. National Press Day has been celebrated across the country today to honour the essential role of free and responsible press in society. It was on this day in 1966 that the Press Council of India began its operations as a moral watchdog to ensure that the press maintains high standards and is not unduly influenced or threatened. And that is the end of this news bulletin.